welcome to the Comic Book Rundown.
Welcome back to the Comic Book Rundown. I'm your host, Joe, and with you today is your co-host, Ron.
Hey, everybody.
We're on the 13th episode of this first appearance story arc. If you want to check out our last 12 episodes,
do that.
Go ahead and do that. Yeah. It's basically all January, so good luck. We are now on to
first appearances. There we go.
Oh, I should have went with that. That's actually smarter.
Damn.
So we are on to the Avengers. Avengers number one, printed by Marvel Comics in 1963. The writer is Stan Lee. The art was done by Jack Kirby. Inks by Dick Ayers. And letters by Sam Rosen. Go ahead.
All right. So we start off with Loki being a whiny bitch, talking about how Thor trapped him on the Silent Island, I think is what it's called.
I believe so.
Let's see.
Basically, yeah, he's stuck in Asgard, or a segment of Asgard, and
yeah,
and Thor gets to run around all of New York and do whatever he wants.
Yeah, so he uses his Loki mind magic to peek in on Thor, who is actually Dr. Don Blake at this time.
Yep.
Who? Okay.
Oh, I totally forgot to. Oh, no, never mind.
I'd like to say something about his practice that I'm a little leery. He carries this old gnarled staff around with him everywhere, and that can't be hygienic for the hospital.
It's the 60s. I'm sure they had no problem with all that.
Fair enough. Don't worry. This is the same needle I used on your, you know, cousin and this guy over here. And that. Anyways, but Loki's pissed off because he's like, I don't want to defeat Don Blake. I want to defeat Thor. I have to make him change. How can I make him change? And he's like, oh, I'll use the Hulk as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
So he mind manipulates the Hulk into basically breaking this railroad bridge.
Yep.
And as the train's going by, the Hulk, you know, is like, oh shit, I better, you know, try to save them. So he picks up the piece of the thing and lets the train run over top of him. But while he's doing that, somebody in the train sees that it's the Hulk, and he's like, oh, the Hulk's trying to kill us. The rotten bastard.
Yeah.
So then there's this whole, like, you know, newspaper thing about, you know, the Hulk being a menace, and Rick Jones, little bitch, finds...
Fucking Rick Jones, man. We can't get away from him.
We can't. He sees the article, and he's like, no, the Hulk's a good guy. This has got to be some mistake. I know. I'll get with the Teen Brigade. Ba-na-na-na-na. So the Teen Brigade is these fucking four losers with a ham radio. No, I'm sorry.
No, you're not wrong.
But, their leader is Rick Jones, so I mean... That should tell you something about them. But they are like, oh, we got to get a hold of the Fantastic Four because they're the only ones that can deal with this. So they send out this, you know, radio broadcast because they have the special radio transmission signal to specifically get a hold of the Fantastic Four.
I think that actually was something that Richards set up. Like, just a, which, good for him.
Yeah, I mean, that's smart.
But at the same time, this is... Let's see, what? About 2 years after Fantastic Four showed up.
Yeah.
I don't know what their tales entailed because I stopped reading after the first issue. but did they go... I mean, obviously Rick Jones is going to be one of those who is all for superheroes and will take their help any chance he gets. But of all people that Reed Richards gave it to a kid...
Yep. And maybe he gave it to more than just him, but we don't know.
I hope so.
Or maybe somebody needs to have a talk with Reed. But
well, this is also talk about how Reed said, you know, the Mole Man killed himself. We'll never see him again. Anyway,
so Loki, using his magnificent powers that have apparently no limits,
especially in Asgard.
Yeah. He manipulates the signal to not send the Fantastic Four, but to send to Don Blake, who then is like, oh, I need to put down my pipe and pick up my stick and turn into Thor. And also,
but yeah, I guess unbeknownst to
anybody,
Loki,
yeah, Ant-Man and the Wasp also pick up on the signal because they have special transmitters, and they hop right on some flying ants and are heading out that way.
Yep.
Iron Man also gets the signal because, well, they needed to have some way to get all these guys together.
They're not Fantastic Four. They're too busy not being around.
Yeah, they're busy. They're taking care of another issue because they didn't want to fight the Hulk. What it is.
They're smart.
Yeah. But I have to say that Iron Man's suit is really impressive because it's a solid metal suit that
looks like gold
and folds up like cloth.
But that's even in the Iron Man issue we've read, that's what happens. Like he's but this is also his current 70s suit where it's the red and 60s. Gold versus what I'm saying.
Oh, the suitcase suit
where he's got it figured out to where all he's got to do is push this button on his attache case and the mask will come like print out of the suitcase.
Right.
So he's I would say getting back to America, he's able to work out and work the steel into being
so what
cloth,
you're saying
I guess.
What you're saying is his original suits were actually far beyond his current suits, except for maybe the nanotech suit.
I would say his first suit, first couple were probably amazing up until the 80s and 90s, yeah. And then that's when it goes downhill for him. I got no precedent on this because I haven't read any of those stories.
Problem?
That was the 80s, yeah. But then like in 2000s where he gets almost the nanotech suit, the fully automated suits that just fly to him on response, like, yeah, that's when he starts going back up on his...
Yeah.
Suit making. Back when it became popular again. It's weird.
Huh.
And people actually gave shit about his stories.
Weird.
Hmm.
Anywho, so the Fantastic Four are like, look, you're on your own, kid. You're going to have to figure something else out. Maybe somebody else will help. And as he's saying this, Thor and Iron Man show up. And these kids are like, oh my gosh, it's Thor and Iron Man and the Wasp and Ant-Man. And yeah. So they're like, all right, well, let's get, And while they're talking, and, you know, excitedly, Thor looks out the window and sees this image that Loki projects of the Hulk, because his whole plan was to lure Thor out by himself, and
yep.
He didn't want the rest of the heroes that were there.
Correct.
And so Thor's like, oh, I know what's going on. This is Loki.
To B. Sure. Why not?
Yep. So he travels to Asgard, and Loki's like, yes, just like I planned. Wah-ha-ha. And while this is going on, one of Ant-Man's aunts reports this green, super strong thing that apparently is just a robot, and nobody realizes it's the Hulk until after he takes off his clown makeup.
Yeah, he's juggling animals
lifting
at the circus.
He lifts up the entire show of the circus while it's going on, basically.
Yep.
Anyways, so... The Ant-Man and the Wasp and Iron Man all make their way to this circus, which apparently was really fucking close to them. Ant-Man uses his ants to cause a cave-in underneath the Hulk. Amazing. I mean, there's like...
Well, I mean, if you have a million ants...
That's like a trillion ants.
Okay. But if you have a shit ton of ants burrowing tunnels...
Yeah, fair enough.
Like, you ever have an ant farm?
But do you realize that...
And then you shake it and they die? I didn't know what he was talking about.
Do you realize that many ants, though, he would have had to have pulled them from the entire continent?
I mean, maybe
it'd take them that long to get there. Anyways, it doesn't matter. Comic book logic, comic book science.
There you go.
So they like, the Hulk's like, you know, oh, these people are fighting me, so I have to fight back. And they try to trap him in a metal cylinder. Because, you know, the Hulk's not super strong or anything.
Nope.
Breaks out of this. This whole time this is happening, these people, the crowd is like, oh my god, this is the greatest show on earth. And,
willful ignorance.
Yeah. And then the Hulk wipes the white makeup off of his lips that made him look like a clown. And everybody's like, oh my god, it's the Hulk! And they freak out and start running everywhere causing a panic.
You couldn't tell at all? Nope. Well, that's no different than, you know, the Joker in Batman 66
having
the domino mask.
Yeah. Or
I don't know who that is.
Or Superman, you know, without glasses and, you know.
It's a legitimate strategy. Anyway.
Anyways, obviously my hair curls this way when I'm Superman, and it's up like this when I'm Clark Kent, so you can't tell who I am.
That's actually, yeah, that's yeah. part of the...
Yep.
Anyway.
Anywho.
Also slouches yeah. as Clark.
And well, the... I mean, and then, you know, if you think about Batman, anybody that looked at the jawline of, you know, Clark or of
that could
Bruce
be
Wayne,
any rich millionaire in Gotham City.
Bruce, what happened to your face? Why is it all bruised and beat up like you were in a fight?
Oh, what boxing match training, you know. They're actually, I mean...
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
have you ever seen the joke though, where they're like, the reason why Batman only fights crime at night?
Yeah.
And then shows the suntan.
Yep.
Anywho.
Okay. Back to the Avengers.
So while the after the crowd panics and they're trying to get all that under control, the Wasp is like, or Hank, the Ant Man is like, Wasp, go distract him while I do things safely over here. And she's like, oh, okay. And so she goes over there, and the Hulk uses a fire bellows, like the you know little puffers you have for yep. a fireplace, to blow her away. Which, yeah, and then he picks her up, like he's gonna, you know. I personally like the way that the Wasp distracts Hulk in the Ultimate Avengers better. But we'll get into that later.
That's for another time.
Yeah, that's
definitely that's, for 2000s.
That's to just sate your palates and, or you know whatever. But so Iron Man shows issues. Up and he's like, Hulk, blah, I'm the Iron Man and I'm strong, and that distracts him enough to get him to let go of the Wasp, as opposed to just like rolling your fingers and crushing her
and
whatever,
killing her. Yeah,
yeah.
No,
but the Hulk doesn't kill people, so
not yet.
So the Hulk's like, fuck this, I'm not fighting you guys, I'm getting the hell out of here. And as he's jumping out, Ant-Man had his ants put up a special nylon safety net.
Ooh.
Oh my god, I actually said that exactly right. Special nylon safety netting. Over the hole in the tent that holds the Hulk for about 6 seconds.
All of, yeah.
Yeah, until he rips the entire tent off the ground and flies away with it. And then Iron Man's like, ha, you can't get away from me because I'll fly with you. But the Hulk
squats midair.
And which causes him to drop to the ground because that's how gravity works. It works whenever you want it to.
I mean, yeah.
And, yeah.
Actually, I mean, he was jumping and he was on his down jump. But yeah, it's just the art style. It's like
he dropped faster because
he's literally doing a squat, arms out, squat midair. Through the hits the ground, squat up.
It's like when Superman flies and he needs to turn, so he pulls in his right arm to turn right or his left arm to turn left.
Yeah. I mean, science. Comic yeah, science.
It's science. It makes sense. So the Hulk basically fucking demolishes Spider-Man or Iron Man in this spot right here. He thumps him to the ground and Spider-Man or Iron Man. Why do I keep saying Spider-Man?
I don't know.
But Iron Man is like, oh, I have to fix my battery. Because, you know, apparently batteries are just an easy fix like that.
Well, to him, yeah.
And while this is going on, Thor is asking Odin if he can... Odin, who has two eyes, by the way.
At this point, yeah.
If he can go, you know, visit Loki because Loki's causing mischief on Earth. And Odin's like, well, yes, you can, but you're both my sons, so whatever happens there, I don't give a shit. Bye. he's basically just like, you know, you kids, you know, fight amongst yourselves.
Yeah, I can't be bothered.
Yeah, I got God shit to do. I got hot God shit to do.
Anyway.
Anyways, so Thor takes a boat to this island through some kind of swamp where he gets tackled by a Tanglefoot bag. And... anyways, he gets attacked by Tangle Roots, which he manages to escape with the awesome power of his... What is it called? The Uru Hammer right now?
I believe so, yeah.
Because it's not Mjolnir yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't get it. Uru is... Yeah. Yeah.
And...
when does it... You know what? That's a
we'll
different
figure
question.
That out later.
Yep. Go ahead.
Then he sees this magic volcano shoot to life, and he's like, oh no, volcanic gas globules. They sap the strength of any god, leaving him weak, and then they explode. So I'm going to jump in the water. And Loki's watching from the shore, and he's like, yes, his boat's empty, therefore he must be dead. Ah, ha, ha, ha. And Thor's like, I can hear you underwater. And by the way, I'm not dead yet because I made a whirlwind with my hammer.
Not dead yet?
Yes, he is. And so he's like, you know, uses you know, the Uru hammers magic powers to make a whirlwind underwater. And Loki's like, no, I'm going to throw up this ice shield to protect myself just in time for your hammer to, you know, hit it. You can't defeat me. And Thor's like, ha, yes, I can. Look, I broke your ice. And then Loki's like, but it's exactly what I wanted you to do. And then this hand shoots out and grabs Thor by the leg. And it turns out to be this leg humping goblin. It's a
goblin troll.
Troll,
yeah.
And they have an unbreakable grip. And Thor's
unless, of
like,
course, you're the God of Thunder and you shoot the troll that is underground and doesn't really.
Well.
Like light and shoots with lightning.
Yeah, what he does is he calls a bolt of lightning that causes a brightness which the trolls, since they live in the underground and, you know, semi-darkness, it causes their eyes to hurt so bad that they let go of him.
I mean, I guess.
Then he tries to hit Loki and he's like, I swung my hammer right through you because, like, you're a trickster god and stuff and I didn't think about that. And then Loki's like, you think one of me is bad? Try 20 of me. And Thor's like, I'm just going to blow you all with my hammer.
Yep.
And then Loki's hanging from a broken, I don't know, maybe it's part of the tangle root bag.
It looks like it. A tree. I don't know.
But it's a
roots.
Super bendy tree.
Yeah.
And Thor statics his hammer by rubbing it against the ground. And I mean, that's basically what he does.
Soaking up the strong flow of magnetic.
You know when
current.
You rub
yeah,
a balloon
yeah.
against a wall and then you like stick it to your hair and it makes
yeah.
same thing with the hammer, except it attracts Loki to it.
So I need to start doing that with hammers.
I guess so.
See if Loki comes.
And he carries Loki back to Earth, stuck to his hammer. Because this is a good idea. And anywho, we go back to Iron Man, who's like flying around and he stops to ask this plane
yeah
for directions. I knew we should have taken a left at Albuquerque. And
hey, did you see a giant green thing fly by here? Yeah, it went that way.
Oh, all thanks.
Right, cool, thanks
for your help, captain. captain. And the Hulk ends up in a huge auto factory. Is this what GM looks like?
It looks nothing like this.
I didn't think
back
so.
In the 60s it might have looked like this.
But Iron Man rolls the biggest fucking set of wheels I have ever seen. I mean, these are like tractor wheel size wheels. Down this conveyor belt that's strategically empty.
Well, see, it's the 60s. No, they weren't building any stuff for the war or anything, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
But he starts rolling them at the Hulk, which causes the Hulk to start beating the shit out of some machinery.
Are those tires for like 18... inch rims, is that what that's for?
Those would be
17 inch.
Those are almost as big as the Hulk, so they'd be like
3 inch.
Yeah, that's it right there. Anywho, the Hulk uses some of the pulleys,
uses it
and a belt.
I think he uses a tie rod
and
a giant
and,
like axle
yeah,
first, and then
shoots it at Iron Man, who catches it, crumples it up, and reshapes it into a fucking grappling hook.
Perfect. Grappling hook.
This is impressive.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I didn't even know the Iron Man was, you know, an artist, but...
Apparently he's got his gloves that are superheated to mold steel. So it's,
yeah.
you know, it's about the temperature of a plane fuel. Sorry.
9/11 was an Iron Man job.
Oh.
Oh.
Anyway.
Traitor. Anyways, so he traps... air quotes the Hulk against the wall, and the Hulk's like, I'm not trapped, and taps the wall with his foot or his arm, and the whole fucking wall falls through.
Yep,
because that's how he do. And as this is going on, Thor shows up with Loki, and he's like, hey Hulk, this is the guy that you know, caused
that's
you all
you.
This problem. He's like, oh, Hulk smash. And Loki's like, ha, I'm turning radioactive. And everybody's like, oh no. And the Hulk, who's radioactive, is like, oh no.
You sound so impressed with this.
I was so disappointed in this. But they flip this switch that's by the door, which in this, you know, factory that
yeah.
has this trap door, which leads right into where the automotive factory keeps all of its radioactive stuff. I don't know what kind of automobiles they were building in this day. It must have been those flying ones that Stark Industries was supposed to come up with.
This is where the trucks that carry radioactive waste from atomic tests dump their loads for eventual disposal into the ocean. So,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
even worse.
Yep. But don't worry, hey, this was at the time where they thought that dumping it in the ocean was fine because it didn't cause any problems.
Mm, good point.
Out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah. Yeah.
People are the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
But anyways, as this is going on,
they form a team. Like they're done. They realize
they're like, hey, oh, look, all of our powers together make us unstoppable. We should be a group. And the Hulk's like, I'm joining this group whether you want to or not, because I like hanging out with you guys. It's fun. And then they're like, we need a name. And the Wasp's like, oh, we should have something colorful and dramatic like the Avengers. Or, and then Hank's like, listen, bitch. And he slaps her. And he's like, or nothing. We're called the fucking Avengers. And she's like, I'm sorry. And he's like, bam, it hits her again. And he's like, you want to marry me? No, that's later.
No, yeah, I think they're just engaged right now.
Actually, I don't even think they're together right now. I think they're just, you know, co-workers. Because he's a cunt to her. And he's like, why would anybody want to date you? You're a dumb bimbo. And stuff like that.
Well, yeah, but we also know that in like 70 issues, they get married. So
yeah, well, that's because he's like, man,
you can't do any better than me.
Well, that Smack. Exactly. He's like, you know, this bitch already does everything I tell her to. Might as well just make it, you know, official. And that way when I beat her, she can't testify against me. Anywho. So then they're like, yes, we're the Avengers. Hoorah. And that's the end.
Okay. Thank God. Thank you for listening to the Comic Book Rundown. If you'd like to get a hold of us, you can do so on Twitter at Comic Rundown, on Instagram at Comic Book Rundown, or you can send your emails to comicbookrundown@gmail.com. We'll be back very soon with more first appearances.